everyone joining us this evening. And it's so good to have you and several guests with us. And we're so grateful that you're here tonight. And while the past couple of years have changed how we do Christmas, Christmas is still one of our favorite times of the year. And it's particularly exciting right now because we didn't expect our oldest son home from Vancouver until much later tonight. We were concerned about the snowfall, and he surprised us and he showed up right before the start of our Christmas Eve service. So we're delighted to have him, and our younger son from Burnaby is also here with us. So it's going to be a fabulous Christmas for us, and I know it's going to be a wonderful time with you and your family. But there's nothing like surprising our boys with just the right gift to show them how much we love them. And we said, hey, this Christmas, we're not buying gifts. Have you heard that before? Have you said that to your family? This Christmas, we're not buying gifts. Well, lo and behold, we went out and probably bought more gifts than we did last Christmas. Well, exchanging gifts is a tradition in our family because it reminds us of the most wonderful gift that has ever been given. And this gift is Jesus, the babe in the manger, the savior of the world. And he brought the promise of unconditional love, unending hope, and eternal life to every person who believes in him. Now, there's a verse that's the basic tenet of the Christian faith, and it's from John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son. And then over in Luke chapter 2, verse 11, it says, for there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And we remember that story of how the angels appeared in the heavens to the shepherds and how they announced the coming of a Savior. Well, in our lovely Christmas carols celebrate the gift of a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Some of those carols are Joy to the World, the Lord is come, or Yea, Lord, we greet thee, born this happy morning. Come adore on bended knee, Christ the Lord. Another one, Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord. Yet in the dark street shineth the everlasting light. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. This Christmas, I hope you're as excited as I am about sharing this gift with others. And as we walk in faith together, sharing God's love with friends, neighbors, and people around the world, you'll realize there's plenty to be excited about. The book of Hebrews says, Christ offered himself to God as a perfect sacrifice for our sins. Christ offered himself to God as a perfect sacrifice for our sins. He was the perfect substitute. He was the perfect sacrifice. And he paid the sin debt for everyone who will trust in him. So Jesus is God's perfect gift to us, to you, to me. And the reason that Jesus came to earth was to give himself on the cross for us. And just like the lambs in the Old Testament sacrifices, Jesus had to be perfect and blameless in order to be our Savior. There was a price to be paid for the gift that God sent us. And here's an incredible statement in Scripture. It says, you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver and gold, that you were redeemed, but with the precious blood of Christ. That's found in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18. You see, Jesus paid a high price so that you and I could have the gift of eternal life and be set free from eternal judgment. God can make lots of expensive things. He can make gold and silver as plentiful as the dust of the earth. But when it came to meeting our eternal need, God had to pay the costliest price imaginable. He had to sacrifice his only son. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever given a gift that was exactly what the other person wanted? A perfect gift that would bring joy to the special person who opened it. I think at Christmas, we all have that desire, that aspiration. that we're going to give a gift that's so meaningful that it's going to bring joy to the person's heart who's the recipient. Well, I love what Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15. After talking about the joy and blessing of giving, Paul was overwhelmed at the thought of all that God has given us. So instead of trying to put it all in words, he just ended with, "Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift." And then the New Living Translation says, "Thank God for his son, a gift too wonderful for words." For God so loved the world, for God so loved you and me, he gave his only son. My hope this Christmas is that you will share the gift of Jesus with others today and encourage one another to share the gift of salvation in Christ with people around the world. Imagine how many people's lives will be changed when they understand the true meaning of Christmas. And imagine how many will discover their full potential in Christ as together we share with them the good news of the gospel. Well, the Bible tells us that we are the body of Christ on the earth. Our arms are the arms of Jesus as we reach out to others in love. Our voice is the voice of Jesus as we share a word of encouragement and hope with others. Our hands are the hands of Jesus that bring healing and comfort to those in need, just like the song that we just sang moments ago, "Mary, Did You Know?" When we extend our hands of comfort to meet the needs of others, God will see that our needs are met as well. Jesus said, "If you give, you'll receive. Your gift will return to you in full measure, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more." Now, that's not the reason that we give, is to get more. It's not very altruistic. But we give out of a heart that's been filled by God's goodness. Give and you'll receive. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over. So let's be constantly sowing seeds of love and seeds of encouragement, seeds of hope and seeds of healing and seeds of blessing in other people's lives. So many, especially right now, need the hope that only Jesus can provide. I like the way the Christmas Carol sums it up. "Good Christian men, rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Now you need not fear the grave. Christ was born to save. Christ was born to save." Let me ask you this evening, if you've never received Jesus as your personal Savior, pray this simple prayer as an expression of your sincere desire to follow Christ with all your heart. Bow your head and pray this prayer. And if this prayer expresses the sincere desire of your heart, then let this be your night to commit your whole being to Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Pray these words: "Dear Lord Jesus, please forgive me for all my sins. I receive you as my Savior and Lord. Thank you for forgiving my sins and coming into my life. Thank you for the promise that you will never leave me or forsake me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen." Amen.